New York City is growing jobs faster than the country as a whole. But as WNYC's Mirella Ivorak reports, these are not the middle-class jobs of a generation ago. And that leaves many workers worried about their future.
On a cold morning, before the boutiques in Soho have opened their doors to customers, Nayasha O'Keefe makes her way out of Uniqlo, a clothing store on Broadway that proudly displays its red and white banner. She has just wrapped up her overnight shift.
But usually we like replenish and close out whatever wasn't closed out earlier.
O'Keefe is a stylish 21-year-old whose long braided hair is covered with a pink hat. She says she doesn't mind working while the majority of the city sleeps.
No, it's not that bad. It's just after a while, like as soon as it hit like 7 o'clock, you just get tired and you just want to go home.
But O'Keefe doesn't have a home. She lives in a homeless shelter in Bed-Stuy with her mom, her sister, and her 10-month-old daughter, Angel.
I would like to be able to like save enough to actually get my own apartment with my daughter. If I get enough money to get that, I'll be fine.
Her part-time salary of $10 an hour makes that goal uncertain. It also embodies a wider problem that lies just under the surface of the city's successful job growth. The good news is that New York City now has 230,000 more jobs than it had before the recession. The bad news?
It is a really alarming number of New Yorkers that are in low-wage jobs, and clearly the number is growing.
Jonathan Bowles is the executive director of the Center for an Urban Future. He says 35% of New Yorkers work in jobs that pay less than $28,000 a year. That's up from 31% since the recession.
This was a time where New York was actually creating a good number of jobs, but a lot of the job growth was in fields like restaurants, healthcare, hospitality, jobs that pay fairly low wages.
In retail, where Nayasha O'Keefe works, her family is one of 3,000 that live in the shelters, even though at least one member works. O'Keefe says she usually ends up with around $900 a month. That makes a major expense, such as rent, seem impossible. At times, even daily necessities are out of reach.
Sometimes I end up being broke. Like right now, I'm actually broke. There's things that my daughter like needs, like diapers, and I can't even get it for her this week because I don't have enough money.
The downward trend began before the recession, with the decline of manufacturing jobs in the 1970s. Technology and outsourcing jobs overseas have made more jobs disappear. James Parra, the chief economist at the labor-backed Fiscal Policy Institute, says the growing concentration of low-wage jobs is an important factor in the city's growing income inequality.
It means that it's increasingly hard for working families to provide for their families at an income level above the poverty line. We've seen a demonstrable increase in the number of people who are working poor.
Walk into a fast food restaurant these days, and you'll catch a glimpse of this new reality.
Linda!
Mom, let's sit on the chair.
60% of the families of fast food workers in New York State qualify for some form of public assistance, according to a report from the UC Berkeley Labor Center. In the city, 40% of households that receive food stamps have some income from a job. Low-wage workers who manage to avoid public assistance often rely on family support instead.
I've been a home health aide since May of 2013, the end of May.
Glenn Ghani, who's 37, maintains his bulky physique with regular runs in his Pelham Bay neighborhood in the Bronx. He says he loves taking care of his two patients, an 85-year-old man and a bedridden man in his 50s.
Between the cooking and the cleaning and the conversing and the talking, it's all good. To me, it's all good.
What's not good is the pay. It's $9.50 an hour for 28 hours a week.
With tax taken out, everything, maybe $150, $132.
He can only afford to live in the city because his grandmother lets him stay with her. After child support, a Metro card, and cell phone payments, Ghani often needs her help to cover basic expenses as well.
Is it enough for food? Not really, but, you know, due to my grandmother, she helps me. You know, it's enough. You know, it's enough.
It's not enough for Mayor de Blasio, who won office on his promise to increase the number of middle-class jobs.
We are growing a lot of jobs. Unfortunately, they're in the lower-paying fields. And these are dollar figures that make it very tough for people to take care of their families.
The mayor says he will address the problem through job training, education, and affordable housing. He's also asking Albany for permission to raise the minimum wage above the current $8 an hour. But some experts, like Nicole Gelinas at the Conservative Manhattan Institute, say that even those measures won't solve the problem.
It's very hard for the government to directly create private sector middle-class jobs.
Gelina says the cost of doing business in New York City makes it prohibitive for many companies to set up shop here.
It's easy to get a tech company to move a few people here, but it's hard to buy or rent, you know, acres and acres of office space for middle-class people to work. You know, those jobs still tend to be in cheaper cities or in cheaper suburban areas.
And the way things stand today, they won't be relocating in large numbers anytime soon. For WNYC, I'm Mirella Ivorek.